Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Veterans Day. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, but it's Veterans Day, and that's what we're talking about right now, and we're celebrating the 20 million veterans who are still alive in the United States, and I think there are more than that because I define the veteran a little bit differently than the government defines them. I have a more expanded definition of veteran. I think there might be maybe 30 million veterans, maybe 40 million. I don't know. I'll have to do the research on that. But in the meantime, we've got our good friend Ken Davis, Kenneth C. Davis is the name on all the books: A Nation Rising, America's Hidden History. Don't know much about the American presidents. Don't know much about history. You start to get the picture. Ken is a historian extraordinaire and has been with us now for a long, long time. And joining us on various times during the year. Ken, thanks again for being with us. Don'tknowmuch.com, right?
That's the website, and I just want to mention, since we did a history of the anthem, we should point out that yesterday, November 10th, is also, since you just played the Marine hymn, the birthday of the U.S. Marines.
That's
they
right.
were born in 1775 in Philadelphia when Congress authorized two groups of what they called naval infantry, and that's what Marines started out as. They were infantrymen who sailed on ships, and they were supposed to repel borders and fight. So that's the beginning of the Marine Corps. Goes to 1775 as of yesterday.
And that's a unique bunch of folks. My son's a Marine. I tell him you can always tell a Marine, but you can't tell him much. A bunch of jarheads, but we love them, and I certainly love my Marine. Ken, let's go back and establish the origins of Veterans Day and bring it forward.
It's appropriate, especially today, because it's 95 years ago that this holiday began, not as Veterans Day, but as Armistice Day, and that relates to the fact that at 11 o'clock on November 11th, the 11th hour of the 11th month, World War I, they didn't call it that then, came to an end with an armistice. And the following year, in 1919, President Wilson
proclaimed... Didn't they call it the Great War?
They called it the Great War. They also called it, unfortunately, the war to end all wars.
But that was later, though, right?
It was called the Great War as it was going on, and there were other names. And of course, so it's President Wilson who proclaims November 11th as the first commemoration of Armistice Day. Armistice obviously means a ceasefire, a cessation of hostilities, and there was a long negotiation after that, of course. And it's really interesting to go back and look at what Wilson says, because the original concept was for a day certainly observed with parades and public meetings, but was kind of meant to foster the idea of world peace. And, obviously, Jim, that didn't work out too well. And it's only later, of course, as Armistice Day was celebrated for a very, very long time. It's not until after World War II and then the Korean War that the holiday was changed not to no longer celebrate armistice, but to celebrate veterans. In 1954, the year in which I was born, so now I'm dating myself.
Mm-hmm. Is it true that the movement to change, get an armistice day changed was from the efforts of Alvin King out of Emporia, Kansas? Is that true?
I'm not going to say that for certainty. I know that there's a picture of President Eisenhower signing the act, and Alvin King is in that picture.
He wanted to commemorate his uncle. He thought his uncle should have been recognized more or something, and he got started with that, I think.
Right.
The
other interesting part of it, of course, more recently, is that when they put in the uniform Holiday Act, which was in 1968 and then started taking place in 1971, mm-hmm. Veterans Day was one of those holidays that had been moved to a Monday holiday.
Right. I remember that.
And there was a tremendous objection to that, mostly from veterans groups around the country, and then it was then restored to the 11th. It's one of the few Monday holidays that got switched and then switched back, and other people think, you know, we should do the same thing with, mm-hmm. you know, days like Memorial Day or Washington's birthday, some of the others that have become Monday holidays. But Veterans Day is the one that was switched to Monday and then switched back because of the objections to it. And, of right. course, as we've been talking about a little bit, Jim, the country has a long history of war going back to before we even declared our independence, mm-hmm. And then not always doing a very good job taking care of the men and increasingly the women who have, you know, worn the uniform and served with
honor. There are 1.6 million female veterans.
And that number is only going to grow, and of course, tremendous changes in the military in the last the decade in particular. But you know, when I remember, and I'm sure you do, when West Point and the service academies mm-hmm. were started accepting women, it was you know, people said, "Well, this is the end of it." The same mm-hmm. thing. You can go back to when they right. they said this is, you know, when they started to allow African Americans into the mm-hmm. service. Academy, and these people were treated as pariahs. You know, that's a very different story there. But as we know, women are taking a role in almost every aspect of combat these days, and that's changing. And we've come a long way, baby.
Yes, sir. We sure have. Ken, hold on to that thought, folks. We'll come back. I want to talk about the idea of a Veterans Day, and why, how is it different from another day that we celebrate in America, and why is it important? Why it is important, I should say, that we take this time to pause and to reflect on these things. Tintail, right back with Ken Davis. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.